Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your favorite girl in the world, Chrissy, coming to you once again with more goodness, dropping gems like a jeweler. This is episode 17. I hope that you guys are all doing well as per usual and just trying to keep your head up as much as possible during this COVID era that we are all going through. Today, we have a special guest on the podcast. We have a personal trainer. His name is Anselm Clark. I did interview him for my blog already. If you want to check that out, that is blog number 84. And today, he's going to be giving you 5 tips for staying fit during the whole quarantine, COVID-19, gym being closed situation. Just a little background on him. He has been training clients for over 10 years. He trains men, women, and children from like ages 12 to 60. He's trained athletes, including hockey players, basketball players, football players. He's competed in 2 bodybuilding competitions. He placed 11th place in his first competition, and he placed 2nd place in his 2nd competition. He also went to the University of Alberta, and he studied physiology. And so that's where he has his personal training credentials from. Before he gets on the podcast, remember to check out simplychrissyblog.com and follow Simply Chrissy Blog on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All right, let's get into it.
So
yes. Mr. Anselm Clark, personal trainer.
Oh, yes.
That laughs when his clients cry.
Well, you know, I'm crying on the inside. I'm crying on the inside. yes.
You've made me cry. So.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you're a beast. You can handle it.
I don't appreciate it, but, you know, it's okay. That's for another topic, so that's okay. Okay, so 5 tips. You're going to be giving the people 5 tips for staying healthy or staying fit and healthy during the COVID quarantine, gyms being closed era.
Right. I mean, it's an interesting time, as you know, and other people know. I mean, trying to find that motivation is really, really challenging, especially because the dynamic has changed. Now we're at home. Now we have to be creative, right? And that's the part that I love. I think that it's great in the sense that it gives us the opportunity to try new things. So being creative, I like that. I think that's like one of the most important things. Do the basics. I mean, people I have seen way too many videos where people injure themselves doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing. But stick to the basics. Understand doing the push-ups, doing the sit-ups, squats, burpees. If you really want to challenge yourself, you know better than anyone, you know, that you sometimes have to change it up. I also think, second, that it's important to set goals for yourself. Just doing workouts for the sake of doing them, I mean, that's good, but set a goal for yourself. That's important. Third, I believe that you can give up. I mean, right now we are in a time where we are being challenged and sometimes we feel overwhelmed. But we have to persevere because the light will shine on us again and we'll be fine. You know, that's just, as long as we do what we need to do. And then I think that you also, I think this is my 4th one.
Yeah, that's number 4.
You have to have you have to eat. And it sounds funny because a lot of people think it's like, oh, I eat it, you know, but sometimes we tend to eat poorly. And that's one thing. You're never going to see changes and benefits in your body if you are not fueling your body properly. So, and that in itself, as you already know, is a totally separate podcast that could take absolutely forever because there's so many components.
Never ending.
Never ending. I mean, a lot of people have challenges with food. Certain foods don't work for their bodies. They have conditions and it can go on and on. But understanding that you need to prep your food, you have to know that junk in, junk out. Good stuff in, good stuff out. So,
can I interrupt you one moment, personal trainer?
Yes, ma'am.
Before you go on to tip number five.
Yes.
I don't think that people understand how important what they eat is to their fitness regimen. Like, you can never outwork a poor diet.
Oh, well said. And you are absolutely right on. And I mean, I know you know the importance of it. I mean, this is a thing that you've had to change your life to understand exactly what you can put into your body in order for it not to react in a way that's going to be detrimental to you. And mm-hmm. I have a number of clients who continue to go, oh, I went out to this place or that place and I had, you know, cheesecake and this and that. But I also am getting ready for a wedding in a month. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, you have to understand that if you're putting those things, those high calorie things into your body, lots of sugar, refined sugars, all those things, that it's going to have an impact on your body. So if you want to hit your goal, sometimes you have to make a sacrifice. I don't mean that you have to absolutely sacrifice everything in your life. But if you have a goal, you have to understand that sometimes you have to make some adjustments in order for that to happen. So now we're on number five. None of the other things matter. It is important for me, like, you have to allow yourself to enjoy it. That's, you have to enjoy the process. Because if you start just getting, because I spoke to a client actually in the United States, and when she was here, I was training her, and then she went away, and we keep in touch. And so she was telling me how discouraged she is because she saw herself in a photo, and she just became instantly discouraged because she felt that she looked overweight and unattractive and all these things. And then she sent me the picture, and I'm like, wow, you know, that's what you see. And it's unfortunate because sometimes that's what people do. We just look at ourselves and then we judge ourselves and then we're our own worst critic. And then from that, we sometimes just stop. We quit what we're doing because we don't like the results or lack thereof of results that we see in the mirror. And I was like all over her. I'm like, no, listen, you have to keep going. You have to, because that picture is not a representation of who you are. You know, you caught yourself in bad lighting or at an angle or what, but you have to keep going. You have to.
Was the picture accurate, or was she over exaggerating in terms of kind of like what you said? Like, we see stuff in ourselves and flaws in ourselves that sometimes other people will not catch, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. You might think you look like you gained 75,000 pounds, but in reality, it's maybe like 1 pound, but you know. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're off with sometimes what we see when we look at ourselves. So was she telling the truth, or was she off in what she saw?
She was completely off. I mean, she's really, really hard on herself. She kind of compares herself to her other friends. And I'm going, oh, listen,
not good.
It isn't good. you know, because the thing about where we are as a society right now is that we are cut off and we have like a lot of opportunity to spend time by ourselves in a lot of
100%. And a lot of people, a lot of people are being attacked by their, by them, by their own selves, because they don't have any of the, what do you want to say? Bandages or coping mechanisms, distractions. You're like literally stuck with you, yourself, and your own thoughts.
Yes.
I mean, for better or for worse. So that's like taking a toll on people in their own ways. And I also think that's a, that's contributing to like people's anxiety and like, et cetera. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it is one of those things that can be detrimental to your own progress, because you sometimes you'll look at yourself and you're thinking, wow, I haven't seen any changes. And sometimes that's valid. But also you have to remember, as you are looking at your plan, as you're setting your goals, as you are doing your meal prep, as you are looking at those things, to if you are putting those things down on paper, if you are really studying those things, and I don't mean to get obsessed with those things, but looking at it realistically, you'll see your progress. These are small incremental things. And that is the thing, that you don't give up. You keep on trying, because those are always going to be the best, I guess, measures for you, right? Not to give up, to keep persevering, to keep doing it. Because for me, when I'm with a client and I am standing there and I'm pushing them, and a lot of them need that. A lot of them are they're not self-motivating, so they need me to push them. But in a situation like we're in right now and coming out of, I'm not going to be there. You have to be your own motivation. You have to be the person that pushes you. But I don't push you by telling you you look terrible. I push you by telling you, you know what? You're doing better than you did before. That you keep on pushing. Okay?
He's telling the truth, people. He's very good like that. He might be crazy because he laughs when you start crying because you're in pain. But he's legit. Like, he's this guy's fire. Like, you won't be able to walk after.
But it's important.
You love him. In like a month. You'll love him again in a month.
In a month. That's what I mean.
Like a month.
I'm aiming for that love in a month. But for now, I mean, it is...
I hate you right now, but I love you in a month. Exactly. Okay, continue.
Yeah, and again, it is just about that. Don't be discouraged. Keep persevering. And, I mean, we can sit here and it'll be exhaustive conversations about macros, and we can go through absolutely everything. BMIs and we can go, but honestly, you at the end of the day, you have to just keep motivated, keep pushing, keep striving to make yourself better, and you will get there. Period.
That was very well said.
Well, thank you. Well, thank
Mr.
you,
Mr. Person,
on your podcast. So proud of you.
Thank you. I have two before you go.
Yes.
It was tough getting together with the technical difficulties that we experienced, but yes, that is technology sometimes.
Yes.
I have two questions for you from two female listeners.
Okay.
One each.
One each.
So the first question comes from Carla S.
Carla.
And her question is, how do you even start?
How do you even start what?
Getting fit.
Wow. Carla S.
That's potentially like a deep hole that you can go into and never come out. But that's, you know, very, like, that's wow, that's broad. But anyway, that's your baby. Go ahead. She's listening. She's going to be listening.
I think that the first thing that you actually have to start with a plan. Start with a plan. Because, you know, it's interesting because I know, and I've had lots of clients, and maybe you might be that, this type of person. You'll say, okay, you know what? I want to get in shape. And then you'll say, I'll start in 3 months. Because in...
Never happens.
Yeah. And in the 3 months leading up, you're like, oh, I'm going to eat all this stuff, this bad stuff. Or I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to drink. I'm going to party. I'm going to do all these things. And then in 3 months, I'm going to be ready. And I'm
never
like...
Never happens.
Exactly. Why wait? You have to start with, you know, those... A plan. A simple plan. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't... Just say, you know what? I'm going to, for the next week, eat better than I did the week before. And it's not as hard as a lot of people think, because if you are a person who drinks double doubles in the morning, okay, maybe you need to go single. I'm not saying that you give up your coffee, because a lot of people just can't, but I'm just saying you have to start off with a simple plan that you know that you can follow and stick to. Because if you try to make these huge plans, you're going to
fail.
You will fail, right? Mm-hmm. So have a plan, a small plan that is manageable for you, and then sort of go from there. That's my very short answer.
Okay, Carla S., you're going to be listening to this. So there's your question, miss.
Yes.
As I said, I would ask. Numero dos.
Yes.
Number two. Second question comes from Courtney K., and she would like to know, what moves can you do to maximize a workout when you don't have a lot of time?
Oh, yes.
Like, well, good bang for your buck. Like, what's just going to like...
Well, I guess, you know, that question is also a loaded question, because it depends on what part of your body you are targeting. I personally love bands. I love bands because they provide great resistance. They're easy to carry around. You can use them at home. You don't need a huge amount of space. And you can use them for a number of different exercises. If you are going to start, I'm going to say you can use the bigger muscle groups first. You can start with push-ups, of course, and sit-ups. And squats. Those are the big ones. If you want to start something, I would say start with those and incorporate the band. I mean, there's so many videos on YouTube and Instagram where people are utilizing bands. Take a look at them. Go to the store, buy a couple of bands. They're a few dollars each. And I am telling you, they will enhance any workout. So that is my answer.
Okay, perfect. Courtney K.
Courtney K.
My girl.
Yes.
I am. So when she listens, when you listen, Courtney, there you are, miss. And I actually agree, because the legs are the biggest muscle group, and they burn the most. So that's a good, like, get it in with the legs and, like, burn them. Because even when you're resting and you're not doing anything, your body will still be burning calories.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. And we can do walking lunges till the cows come home. We can go crazy. Mm-hmm. And you're going to feel that in your glutes. You're going to feel that all throughout. And you can do as many crunches as you want. Right? You're going to see and you're going to feel those. But for me, I like I love the slow burn. I don't go for a specific number. I go to fatigue until I can't go anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I train. That's the way I mean, because the number is important, because you kind of give yourself that goal and you're like, oh, I hit 12. But sometimes people just get the number. That's all they think about. They're like, oh, I just got to get to 12, then I can stop. And I'm like, no, you have to make that muscle and mind connection. And people, might have heard of that, but it's important that if you're working your abs, that you're not feeling it in your neck. Because a lot of people, right, when they're wrenching their neck, and when they're doing certain exercises, and they're not focusing on where the target, the specific area that they're targeting. Spend more time focusing on where you need to feel it effectively than the number that you're doing. And that's going to be huge.
That's really well said.
Okay, so we have made it to the end of episode 17 of the Simply Chrissy podcast. Today was awesome. Today was our first official guest, personal trainer, Ansem Clark, dropping gems, giving tips, spitting fire. I'm really happy. We had a lot of technical difficulties. I did do editing to remove the worst parts of it, but it was a struggle. But you know what? When you're trying to grow and do new things and bigger things, expect difficulties. Expect growing pains, guys. That's a little life gem for you. I hope that you guys gain value from the 5 tips and more that he gave. Carla and Courtney, I hope you girls are happy. He answered your questions. If anybody else has other questions for Ansem, you can leave a voice recording on my podcast and I can feature a question in future podcast episodes, or I can just extract your question and ask him and then he can answer it. Hopefully Ansem comes back for future episodes. That would be amazing. He could be like our resident personal trainer. Remember to follow and check out simplychrissyblog.com. Remember to check out Ansem on the blog. He is on blog 84. You can see him. His picture is there. Everything that I already said in the intro is there. And also follow Simply Chrissy blog and the podcast on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and that's about it. Thank you guys for your time. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you guys, not really see you guys, but I hope that you guys come back next time. Bring a friend or 2 or 29. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Love and light. Check you later.